Thank you, Brother Michael, for the miracle seed. I heard the Lord say, man of God, that you shall be a builder. Something surrounding real estate. You're going to manage people. You're going to manage things. You're going to manage business. You are a great manager. You are a great organizer. Real estate and property shall be your portion. I see land on the left and to the right. For the Lord says, you will grow in wisdom and in knowledge and understanding. And as you follow the leading of the Holy Ghost, God said, I'm going to give you wisdom to make right decisions for the next 2 to 3 months. For the Lord says, as you look up, as you stay in his presence, as you look up, you're going to get up and you're going to rise in power. You're going to rise in authority. You're going to rise in ambition. You're going to rise in strength. For I am the Lord thy God that giveth thee strength. For you will see that newness shall open up unto thee. For the Lord says, I will touch your mouth and you will be my mouthpiece. For the Lord says, I will make you a fisher of men. I will make you a fisher of men. And you will touch the lives of young men. You will touch the lives of the wayward. And you will bring them into the promised land. And you will show them a more excellent way, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. For I put much strength inside of thee. For the Lord says, okay. He says, the seminars, the classes, the books. He says, I put it all in you, man of God. Oh, I looked up and I saw clothing all around you. For I made you to be one that is well dressed, one that is detailed. Why do I see bow ties? Something with bow ties. Not sure you wanted to start a business or dress a particular way, but the Lord says, start dressing in bow ties, and that is the word of the Lord. And that is the word of the Lord. Thank you for your seed of $52. No, man of God, that the prophet is going to be coming forth and prepare for the 4-week seminar on this ebook, The 7 Deadly Mistakes. We're going to be talking to you more about that. Keep an eye on your emails. Man of God, I want you to go to GlobalPNet and sign up once again. I want to make sure I have all your information, your complete address, all of your information. Just go to www.global, the letter P, net.com, globalpnet.com, and fill out the free prophecy there, because I want to make sure I have all of your information so that we can stay in touch and so that we don't break this divine prophetic connection. Now listen to the word from the other prophets, and thank you for your miracle seed. You're about to walk into some brand new doors, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Michael. I hear the word of the Lord saying that you're going to have much energy in this season. God says that you're going to be out and doing more. And God says that you're going to be just in his face, in his presence, meditating on him. God says that you're seeking him out. And God says that he's pouring in. And that is the word of the Lord.
Praise God. Bless you, Brother Michael. God said this is a time that you will have favor with business partnerships, new connections. I see a turnaround for you in the area of your finances, and God is blessing your finances and multiplying them, and yet even giving you witty business ideas that will bring you increase and greater increase. And that's the word of the Lord.
My brother, even as he was speaking, I saw you turning around. So when you hear the word of the Lord, you had to turn around 3 times. And God says, I'm reversing some things. I'm putting some things in divine order. And I'm mapping your way out to a new beginning. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Michael. The word of the Lord is that you're going to have physical activity and strength. I see you playing basketball. And God is going to give you exercise and working with younger men playing basketball. I see you on a basketball court playing ball with young men. And God allowing you to speak to these young men and be empowering them. And that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Brother Michael. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, firm foundation in this season. For Father God says this is the season of deliverance. This is the season of transformation and restoration. And I just hear Father God say, do not second guess yourself and stop asking for permission. But Father God says, I give you permission. I grant you life. And Father God says, this is the season of stability. He's stabilizing some things. And I do hear Father God says, take new action in this season. For faith without works is dead. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, Brother Michael, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. One of the areas that the enemy would try to attack you in, man of God, is where you got to watch out and be careful of the potential of making dramatic changes, because dramatic changes wouldn't work out for you, and you got to use wisdom in that area. Also, you got to watch your temper, because temper can cause rash behavior, and this can end up producing headaches. So you got to watch your decision making. Another area that I feel by the Spirit of the Lord where the enemy would try to bring an attack with surrounding you, yet you are a builder. And yet you got to watch it sometimes when financial aspects can become a little bit tight, which can begin to bring strain on your health. Also, the demands of work. Also, the enemy would try to attack you in your flesh. So you got to watch out for any kind of a secret affairs and things of that nature. So be careful with contracts as well as business, and try to avoid needless quarrels. Just overcome opposition by facing such solutions squarely. And those are some of the areas that the enemy would try to attack you in if you're not watchful of that. So use wisdom in those areas. Bless you once again for your seed, Brother Michael Jackson. God bless.